Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. Thank you so much for giving me your time, your attention, your earbuds, and more importantly, that you choose us instead of other podcasts or this time frame that you decide to listen to a podcast, you chose us. That means so much to me. And I want to express my gratitude. And I always start my podcast with this, letting you know that I appreciate you. Today, I want to talk about the two things that is going to help you, actually, two things that are going to help you. My daughter always correct my grammar. The two things that's going to help you to grow your business. Number one is to always stay at the top of mind. Number two is always ask for the business. And I'm going to give you examples, okay? The reason why a lot of businesses, they don't have consistent sales is because they don't have consistent marketing efforts to grow their brand visibility and to keep in contact with their existing followers. I'm going to repeat. A lot of small businesses do not have consistent sales because they don't have a marketing strategy or consistent marketing efforts. I'm not going to say marketing strategy. Consistent marketing efforts that allows them to be the top of mind for their followers and also to create brand visibility. If you don't market yourself consistently, you are not growing your brand. If you don't open your mouth, you will never get fed, okay? If you don't talk to people about your business, in the business world, it's called marketing yourself, marketing your business, then nobody even knows that you're in business. If you are inconsistent in marketing your business, that means people have no idea if you're still in business or not. If that's the case, you are not at the top of mind. So who is going to get the business of these people who needs services like yours? The people who are consistently marketing themselves and letting the world out there know that they're still in business. Therefore, when the time comes, when the people, your ideal clients, your followers who are looking to purchase your services or your buy later people, they don't see you. They see your competitors. Then they will go buy from your competitors and you lose sales that way. And that's why you don't have consistent sales. If you don't consistently market yourself, you don't stay top of mind, okay? Then I see the other scenario, which is we have small business owners who are very religious in marketing themselves all the time. They have a solid marketing strategy, schedule. They post on social media. They go to networking events. But they're so afraid to ask for business. It has to go hand in hand. When you are marketing yourself, it's important to let people know who you help, what you do, and the results you deliver, and how much it costs to hire you. On the other hand, you should also follow up with asking for the business. So what I'm seeing, especially on social media, is people are concerned to ask for the business because they don't want to appear pushy. So this is how their digital platform, I'm going to use social media as an example because this is something that we can do easily with the touch of our phone. We don't really have to go meet in person. So the barrier to market ourselves is greatly reduced if we do it on the social media platform and it's free. What I'm seeing is we have a lot of event planners, designers, decorators. They either market themselves by showing maybe a picture of their work and then say, book me, okay? Book me for your next event. So they do that, but they don't do it regularly enough, okay? So I will see them today and then I don't see them for God knows how long later. Maybe because of the algorithm. That's why it's not showing up on my feed. And the algorithm will only keep showing your post if your post is engaging or has some form of a content that people will react to it or engage with it. Now, this is another topic for another day. Today, I just want to say that you may be posting on social media, but then there's no consistency. So today, I know that you're in business, but then I don't see your things anymore for the next 3 to 6 months or 3 months or a month. So when I saw your post, I wasn't ready to buy yet, but I could be ready to buy in a month's time, 3 months' time, 6 months' time. If you don't consistently market yourself, create different types of content that will encourage the algorithm to push your post to me, or not just to me, but other followers or potential buyers, your ideal client, then they will know you're in business. Okay. Now, there's another spectrum. There are event planners and designers and decorators who are very consistent in their posting. Okay. They show their work. They ask engaging questions. They introduce themselves. But at no point, anywhere on their post, or I wouldn't say I don't see it at all. I don't see it often enough that maybe out of you in a month, you post 20 times. Okay, let's say a post a day, 5 days. Okay, you don't post Saturday, Sunday. Let's just say Monday to Friday. So that's 20 posts. Out of the 20 posts, I only see 5 posts asking for business. So the rest of the posts is everything else except for asking for business. So you are achieving the goal of staying top of mind, but you're not achieving the goal to ask for business. And it's so important to have a CTA, the call to action. I have seen some brilliant, brilliant posts where an event designer is sharing her knowledge. Okay, so that post has an objective of asserting her authority. Sharing her knowledge about event design. The post was extremely engaging, but there was no call to action at the end. There was no something like, and call to action doesn't have to be book me, call me, hire me. It can get a little overwhelming or a little pushy if every single post is like that, okay? But every other post, I would say, every 3 posts, the 4th post, or every 2 posts, the 3rd post, it should have some form of call to action to buy something, okay? To buy something from you, or to book a call, or to initiate any form of action that will lead to a sale, okay? So fill out this questionnaire, download this PDF so that they go into your email list, book a call so you can do a consultation call, or click this button to purchase, to book our consulting services, something like that, okay? But there was no CTA. It basically just talked about just sharing her knowledge and that's it, or hashtag, that's it. There is, so the audience is reading, okay, now what? So they're wondering what to do. So if you are in this camp, you have done the more difficult part, which is showing up consistently, okay? Posting good content and showing up consistently. You have done the hard work. So after you've done the hard work, why are you not asking for the business? You have to ask for the business. And you have to make it easy for people to get in contact with you based on your CTA. I'm going to give my own Instagram an example, okay? So my Instagram is at mayosilvers, okay? So it's mayosilvers, at mayosilvers. My profile has a picture of myself at an event, okay? And what do? I'm an event planner, right? So my picture has a good relationship to what I do for business. So I'm an event planner, and I'm also a business coach for event planners. So I make it very clear on my profile tagline that this is what I do and this is who I help. And if you have space on a profile, you want to be able to talk something about that gives some credibility or make people know that you are the planner to hire, okay? So you want to include a link, and that link should be in direct reference to your call to action, okay? So if you are an event planner and you are putting a post, and that post is book a call, you want to only have one link, okay? One link, which is the book the call link. Don't send them to a website and then let them go wandering around. No. If your CTA is book a call, make it easy for your people to know where to click to book a call. If your CTA is we are having a flash sale and we are giving a 20% or 30% discount on our day off coordination package or our event design package or our full planning package or venue sourcing package, whatever it is, if you are pushing, okay, and I would suggest that every week, okay, or every month, you should have a theme. Like, what are you selling? Okay, what are you selling? What do you want to sell this week? And you are thinking probably like, okay, some of you are even designers or decorators. You may want to just push, maybe this week I'm going to sell balloons. So you should just have a link that people can go to see all the balloon decorations that you can do. Maybe next week you want to sell your treats table. Then it should be a link that is able to bring them to the page where all your treat tables are, and then they can pick which one. Or you can decide what to sell. You want to sell all these things. Then it should be a link that they can click on that brings them to the checkout page where they see all these different designs of balloon decor or treats table. And then they can check and check out. It has to be so easy. So this camp here, okay, this camp here on the left are people who are not posting enough, not marketing enough. So nobody knows that you're even in business, okay? Then this camp here on the right, you have done the right thing by creating content on a regular basis and you're showing up on a regular basis, but you are timid to ask for the sale because you don't want to be pushy. I would say that again, every third post, every fourth post, it could be asking for a sale, okay? Asking to book you, to call you, to book a consultation call. But this is like almost direct call out that I want to work with you, book on a call to see if I can help you. But the rest, there needs to be some CTA too. It could be hit the love button, you know, hit the like button, give me a thumbs up or something. This is, or share this to somebody else who you think will be inspired by their next event. You need to tell them to do something. So the there are a few CTAs, okay, call to action that you can consider. If you want to grow your email list, the CTA is click here, okay, click on the link on my bio to download the free checklist. So that post you're going to be talking about, okay, I have created a free checklist on how to do an event budget. Click on the link in my bio to download the checklist, okay? Or you can put it on the comment itself, whichever is easiest. I just don't like to have too many things competing, the link in the bio or Linktree. Linktree is good too, but I have, you know, that I'm learning from someone who is super bright, multi-million business owner, makes all her money almost from Instagram. So I understand why we should only want to have one link on the whole page. So whatever you're promoting, nobody will get lost where to go get that thing. Okay, where to buy that thing, where to book that call. So every single post needs to have a CTA. You need to ask for the business. You need to ask them to do something that will either grow your business or book a call to close them on a sales call. So if you want to grow your business, two things. You need to market yourself consistently, okay, with good content so that your post will keep showing up to more people. The algorithm likes your post, so will show up to more people. Second thing, your post need to ask to tell them to do something. Do not send anything. Do not post anything that has got nothing at the bottom that leave people wondering. Ask a question. Ask them to do something. Respond to me. Click the love button. Share this post. Click the link in my bio. Click the link here to download something. Book a call. So purchase this because we're at 50%. You get the picture. All right? So you want to do this in conjunction. Now, it's extremely important that you have these two combined together, because if you don't market yourself consistently, okay, this camp here on the left side, if you don't market yourself consistently, and when you do market yourself, you're always asking people to buy something, that will turn people off. I tell you that I personally experienced that, okay? I was following this particular person and I opt into the email list. Oh my God, every single email I get is always promoting her services, but never once shared the results that she got for her client. It's always pitching about her services and always asking me to buy something. There was no email about telling me how she has helped people, the results that she has given to people, okay? Or anything, I don't care. It needs to vary, okay? It needs to vary. Like those of you who are on my email list, you know that I always, on some emails, I just direct sell on certain things. But majority of my email is always nurturing. I share something about my own events. I share results that I've gotten from other people. I share a recap about something. So there's always content about the industry, about the how to grow a business. And then there are sometimes, occasionally, I will promote something. So the email is promo. So you want to be able to vary your marketing to have a combination of everything, okay? Your marketing content should be inspiring people. It could be engaging people. Could be building your brand awareness. Could be building your authority. And then could be direct outreach in terms of pitching a product, okay? Now, because I have been doing this for a long time, event planning side, and the coaching side is 4 years, I show up every Wednesday, okay? Every Wednesday since June 8th, all right? In 2020. Every Wednesday, I teach inside my Facebook group. And I have grown a follower. I have grown followers of up to over 8K, Instagram over 2K, everything organic, all right? Never paid for followers, everything organic. And then my TikTok is over 1,000 something. And then they shut me down. Oh, wow. So I have to start rebuilding, right? So my email list is like 12K something. Everything is done by consistency. Now, I'll tell you, there are people who the theory of the buy now and buy later is alive and well, okay? I know that there are people who are fans of my brand, and they love my content, but they would never buy my mentorship program, not because they don't think that I am good or I am a good coach. It's because for whatever reason, it could be financial, because it is not a drop of a dime to work with us. It is a 4 to 5 figure investment. So it could be financial. It could be time. They do not have the time to dedicate, so they don't want to invest. It could be many reasons, okay? But I continue to show up. I continue to consistently give value, right? I consistently give value to my followers, to my new followers, to my brand that I teach, share. I never once gave up to those people who are just sitting behind watching. But occasionally I'll see them liking, loving, and commenting that I love this. Thank you so much for sharing. So I know that they are there watching. But if I stop showing up, then other people will show up and then they will go follow them. It's not that I don't want them to follow them. I want them to continue to follow them. It's their choice, right? But I just do my part. I cannot worry about the other people. So I just do my part. So the moment comes when I ask for sale, okay? Like most recently, I was asking for beta users for my newest digital course, the 10 course bundle for $10 for beta users, okay? Most recently, I asked for that. And what happened? When I asked for that, I don't get people telling me that, May, all you do is pitch your service. No. In fact, I have a lot of those people who has been watching me and following me for this X number of years. They are fans of my brand because they keep on consuming my content, but they never bought anything. Finally, they bought. Okay, they bought because the timing is right or the price is right. Okay, so don't think that if they never buy from you now, they will never buy again. That's not true. They will buy if you tell them what to buy. They will buy if you continue to show up to give them a reason why they should buy from you when they are ready. Okay. So if I'm consistently asking people to buy from me, I'll turn them off, just like this other person that I was following. But I continue to serve. And then at the end, I will say that, hey, I have this offer. If you want to buy, buy. So you see in my podcast, that's the show notes at the end, I always give a great content for my podcast. I like to think that way, okay? And at the end of the show notes, I always promote something. Okay, I always either promote my latest workshop, to enroll into my latest workshop, to book a call with me to see if we are a good fit to help you to grow your events business, or to buy my digital course, or to follow me on YouTube, LinkedIn, my Facebook group, or my Instagram. I always tell you all to do something. That's the perfect example. So whatever I'm teaching you, I'm implementing it myself. All right? So to wrap this up, what are the two ways to grow your business? Okay, do a quick recap one more time. Is you need to consistently market yourself, okay, with good content. Do a mixture of the four objectives that I mentioned about, right? Which is post content that's inspiring, motivating, engaging, and your brand awareness, asserting authority. So those are, you know, building know, like, and trust. Those are a few objectives. So when you create your post, you're going to think about that. Then rotate them out. Every 2 to 3 posts later, do a post that you call to action to buy something. Okay, the rest could be follow me. The rest could be download this. The rest could be check out my website. So it does not asking them to buy something. But every 3 to 4 posts, you've got to ask them to take an action to buy something from you. All right? So they need to go hand in hand. Consistent content, consistent marketing. The other strategy is you need to ask for the sale. You need to ask them to do something that's going to bring you closer to the sale. Do not just post things and then let them wondering, okay, that's nice. That's nice reading. Okay, good post. That's it. People sometimes needs direct instruction. If you like this post, please give me a heart, give me an emoji, share, or do this. Don't assume that they will do that. 99% will just read and then forget about it. If you tell them to do something, they will do something. Okay? All right? Okay, hopefully this podcast today is going to help you to really reinforce, create, solidify whatever marketing strategy that you have in place. And if you do it like how I asked you to do it and you do it consistently, I guarantee you that you will see more consistent sales. I know that for a fact because I do it myself for my own business. And every time I do it, I see a spike in sales. Okay, am I able to do it all 365? No, no. I'm not gonna lie that some days I just want to be lazy. That's why it's best to be your own business owner. To be owner of your own business, because you can slack if you want to. So as long as I have, you know, I do what I'm supposed to do, the results will show. Okay, don't get discouraged. If you don't know how to create content, if you have problems staying accountable, staying consistent, okay, if you have no idea what you should be doing on social media, what kind of content to put out there, and you don't have a strategy and you want a community to support you, you want to know the know-how, okay, make sure you go to my show notes and check out our 10-course bundle. As I'm recording this, I am not so sure the $10 beta price is still valid, but I'm going to put the link in there. For whatever reason, if you click on it, it's no longer working. That means we fill up all our beta user spot, okay? Then, you know, I will give you instruction of what to do. If it's no longer working, then you will have to be on a wait list for our next round, which is what we're going to be the case study. After the beta, it will be the case study round, which is I'm going to pay more attention to those people who is going to really implement, and I'm going to get feedback from them on how to better improve our program. So just go to the show notes and hopefully it's still available and secure your 10 course for 10 bundles. Okay? No, 10 course for 10 bundles. 10 courses for $10, our business kickstart bundle. Thank you so much. Please, 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 I'm asking you to do me a huge favor. If you have been a big fan of my podcast, please share my podcast to other event professionals. That's one thing that you can do. Another thing you can do is give me a five-star rating. And if it's not too much of a trouble, give me a short review. Let people know what they're missing or how my podcast has helped you. So I give you three things to do. You can either share my podcast, or you can give me a five-star rating, or you can give me a review. But you can do it all if you feel so inclined to help me on this journey to make our podcast the number one podcast in the events field. I will be so appreciative of your effort. Thank you so much, everyone. I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.